niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe oula, leika ilima, tuo hivina niillä.
Aloha, aloha kakou, my friends. Welcome back to the kitchen table for another great Hawaiian Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu. How are you, Vicky Holtakamine?
I'm good this morning, thank you.
How's your mamaki tea?
It's great, it's great. A little bit honey from Waihole.
That's what does it. And how's your coffee, kahoone?
Just fine. A little coffee from Kona always does well.
Kahoone panoke. You give our shout out to all the islands.
Oh, yes. Aloha kako to the island, our ohana, on the island of Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, Oahu, Hawaii Island.
Got them
all right.
Yes. You did.
Soon, hopefully, to the Mokuhonu.
Oh, really?
Well, we never know.
What's that? Tell me.
The continent.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be great for our radio show to be on the continent?
Want to add that to be a Hawaiian island?
Yes. Well, I don't know about a Hawaiian island. We want to keep it separate.
How was your week?
You know, it was a great week. Saturday after the show, I went to the Honolulu Hawaii Convention Center for the Take Control of Your Diabetes Convention.
That's right.
And I did the opening there. And then on Sunday, flew over to Hilo, to the Hilo Hawaiian, and I was just shocked. There was like over 400 people in attendance at this conference on taking control of your diabetes. And the nice part about it, there were a lot of native Hawaiians in the audience, which just thrilled me to death. And so I think everybody's getting the message, and hopefully they'll take control of what they put in their mouths.
We got to talk with you more about that in depth sometime.
Yeah,
so many people,
it's something that
really
needs to be discussed all
it.
The time. But I had an exciting week.
How about you, Vic?
I had hula.
Yeah?
And more hula.
And that's what your shirt says.
Yeah,
let's hula. I love it.
It's Saturday morning. It's hula day. So my keikis look for me, and I have to make sure. They're having construction out at Kapalama Elementary School. They're doing a little bit reworking of the road, and I think sidewalk, so it was a little bit dusty.
Oh.
So it should be good this week.
Is that T-shirt from your...
No. This is one of my my sister-in-law who teaches hula in Vancouver, Washington.
Nice
their
color.
T-shirt, yeah.
Right on.
It says, let's hula, it's time. Hula kako.
And they do a hula festival up there,
they
don't they?
They do a hula festival, a hula workshop, and they're doing this year a Hapa Haole hula competition.
Oh, Hapa Haole. We're traveling
on your idea.
To the continent.
We are.
All right, I'm Noe. And this week we'll be talking story with Colette Machado, longtime activist. 13 years now she's been representing Molokai and Lanai on the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board. So we'll feature some music from and about those islands, too. So it's a great Saturday, kicking back with Nakai Evalu. It's all sponsored by Kamehameha School, Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sure, my only know. Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. We'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. You know I give you all my love in every way I can. Make sure that's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. All I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. That's what you want while you're still free. All the gold I have to offer you is in this wedding band. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. There'll be no mansions waiting on a hill, no crystal chandelier, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear. Everything I own is standing here in front for you to see. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me.
If it's Saturday, gotta be Nakai Evalu, starting your weekend the Hawaiian way. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here. Kaho'one panoke, happy to be sharing our kitchen table this morning with OHA trustee representing Lana'i and Molokai, Colette Machado.
Aloha, Colette, trustee Machado. Thank you for joining us here on the Nakai Evalu, our radio station.
Aloha and thank you. I've been with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs for, this is my third term. I got re-elected in October. By the end of my term, I would have served 16 years, and I've been there this, I guess, November week 13, so I'm going on to 14 years.
How did you get involved?
That's a really good question. I have never been a politician, but I always had the ability or talent to understand the legislative process and policy making, because I've had over 20 plus years of serving on boards and commissions. Standing from in 1975, I was the youngest individual appointed to serve on the Land Use Commission. At that time, it was very tumultuous. They were doing five-year reviews, and I served on the 80 tangent. That was one of the bigger cases or issues raised with Waihole Waikani.
Wow, 80 tangent, that goes back a long time.
So I've had those kinds of services. I served a term with the Department of Hawaiian Homes after my term ended with the Land Use Commission. I worked with Georgiana Patekin in the early years. So coming with those visions, Eleanor Ahuna, as well as Auntie Abby Napiahi, were part of the board and the training. So I've been very fortunate to be linked to these wonderful and great women that were leaders. So when I began to look at my work, as I was then running a small business on the East End called the Neighborhood Store, my friend Haunani Apoliona, who I've worked with from Aluliki Inc. for many, many years since its inception, became a constant pest. And if you know Haunani, you'll know that she's very persistent. And my husband identified her, the pest is calling. She really was looking to bring reform to OHA. And the reform would come from leadership that would be more civil to one another and would be able to do a lot more than bicker or have disagreements publicly or hang our dirty laundry out in the open. So that was becoming the kind of organization that she felt that was based on a constitutional direction that would bring greater leadership and stronger direction for the Hawaiian community. So that's been our effort in the last 13 years.
We'll be finding out more about what's happening on the ground on Molokai and Lana'i with our special guest today, OHA Trustee Colette Machado. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha kako. Aloha to all of us. Kind of a kako thing. Every Saturday morning, we pull together around the kitchen table for coffee, tea, rice, eggs, and some kimchi sausage. And vala'au, talk story. Today with our special guest, Oha Trustee from Molokai and Lana'i, Colette Machado. We never know where exactly the conversation will go, so bear in mind the opinions expressed are those of the speakers only, not of our sponsors or this radio station. And in fact, we'd love to hear from you too. Check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com, for links, contacts, and past programs too. Coming up, what's happening up close and personal on Molokai and Lana'i, Nakai Evalu.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Eolu, Eao, Epo'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Our future is in the hands of our Opio. As they grow and learn to become leaders in their communities, they help shape the future of our Hawaii. Kamehameha Schools is proud to do its part to help shape our future leaders through its newest program offering, Kamehameha Scholars. Available to non-Kamehameha high school students on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island, the Kamehameha Scholars program will help students raise their aspirations through year-long offerings that focus on Native identity, college and career guidance, and service learning. The deadline to apply for this exciting new program is Thursday, April 30th. Download an application today at www.ksbe.edu/admissions. That's www.ksbe.edu/admissions. Eulu, Eao, Epo'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Deborah Flannery, the Kealakekua branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. You might already know that investing is a great way to have your money grow. But did you know that you can also use certain types of investments to help you with other financial needs? Certain investment vehicles can help you with things like decreasing your taxes, passing your money on to your beneficiaries without the need for probate, or even help with educational expenses for your children, or even yourself. Using certain investments are not just for making your money grow for you, but are also helpful in taking care of important financial situations you may have along the way.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
We are living in a different time. Try to keep up, yet I'm still behind. But I know it's gonna be okay. I can't afford life's luxuries. I don't get what I want, I just get what I need. But I know it's gonna be okay. 'Cause time never sticks around. It moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in. It'll be different seasons. So hold on. Hold on. If anything, it brings us closer to the people we love and the people we supposed to. I know it's gonna be okay. So many times in times of crisis, we trust the people who come back to bite us. I know it's gonna be okay. 'Cause time never sticks around. It moves on, it's gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in. It'll be a different season. The sun will rise again. Feel the moonbeams glowing on our skin. And take it for what you want to. But I know you just got to. Gotta cover ground. Something you gotta believe in. It'll be a different season. The sun will rise again. We'll feel
the moonbeams glowing on her skin. Take it for what you want to, but I know you, you just got to listen. Hold on, it'll pass us by, yeah.
Nice. All right. Nakai Evalu, mahalo for your company today around the kitchen table. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and with us today representing Lana'i and her home island Molokai, OHA trustee Colette Machado.
So what we really need to know first is what high school you went to. Everybody got to know what high school you went to.
That's a really good question, Vicky. I never finished high school. I completed only the ninth grade and went on to the Job Corps Center in Tongue Point, Oregon. Got a GED. Came back to Hawaii in 1970 and went to UH Manoa with the College Opportunities Program, which took inadmissible students and waived the requirement of entrance. And then we were part of experiment to bring people from the different communities or the poor areas or indigenous communities, especially Waianae, Kalihipalama, etc. And I was in the first group, and I graduated in 74 with a teaching degree, what we call secondary ed. Part of my training as being a teacher, I met this wonderful professor by the name of Mel Ezer, Dr. Mel Ezer, and we were out in Waianae for a full summer and a year, and we worked directly with the students, and this is back in 1972, 73. And we also did our student teaching that rolled right into the elementary schools and the high schools. So I have had a wonderful experience with the kind of training that afforded me an in-depth understanding. Of course, coming from that type of background that gave up on learning or felt discriminated against. And I've been the subject of a film called Colette, which was done by the Model Cities program that highlighted my so-called successes and outcome as a graduate of the University of Hawaii.
How exciting.
With some distinction back in 74.
That is so exciting, Trustee. I never knew that of you.
That was my first life. My first life was struggling with being a young Hawaiian woman. I was born on Molokai, but in 1958, my mom told my dad, you need to go to Honolulu and find a more stable working environment. They were working with the pineapple company, and off-season we were drawing welfare. So he left, and then my brothers and myself and my mom came a few years later. And our first experience here, we lived in Palolo housing. My dad worked for the Signal Corps at Fort Shafter. Then we moved to Rose Street, and we lived there fairly a long time before my mom got her homestead in Waimanalo. And that was an interesting story. We talk about issues that are now coming to the forefront with Department of Hawaiian Homes. My mom was a pure Hawaiian. And somehow, because while we were living on Molokai, she was offered a homestead and could not take it because we had no steady employment. So that was one of her disqualifications. So when we came to Oahu, she put her name back on the list. And it was only through the help of one of the commissioners, and his name is Jimmy Zablan, that was able to put her name and her situation, and the commission was able to help her to get a homestead in Waimanalo. And my family has strong roots with the homesteading community. My mom's father was one of the original pioneers in Kalama'ula. His original lease was lease number 6, Zachariah Palipahapu. So we have that pride in us about Aina Ho'opulapula, the relationship with these awful lands that were given to our family and making the best out of it. And then from there it went to Ho'olihua, and then it's expanded statewide to bring about what we are beneficiaries of the trust now of the Hawaiian Homes Commission. And I was very proud when I was able to serve one term as a commissioner with the Department of Hawaiian Homes, having that connection with my grandfather as one of the original pioneers in Kalama'ula.
Amazing. grassroots perspective Colette Machado brings to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. She is trustee representing Lana'i and Molokai. More on her story and on-the-ground efforts in those communities coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. The channels. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Have you ever slept underneath the stars with the sunrise in the east and the pretty ladies getting it together, getting ready for a Sunday feast? Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it can be alive. Time party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me. The guitars are playing, the guitars are playing, friends will all be there. The guitars are playing, the guitars are dancing.
All right. That's for you in the car right now. We're thinking about you. And we got a song coming up for our friends in Ho'olehua. Today, we are thinking about Molokai and Lana'i with our special guest, OHA Trustee Colette Machado, who represents those two lovely islands. I'm Noe. Kaho'one Panoke is here. Vicky Holt Takamine.
So I, too, used to spend my summers on Molokai. I used to hang out with the Place family on East End, too. But I went to the competitor store. I went to Aping store for the lihing mui. Now, they had the best lihing mui there. You got to suck the brown package. Now, if you don't know how to, if you've never had that experience, oh, my gosh, you got to go Molokai for that. So how did you end up back on Molokai at neighborhood store?
What had happened is that, you know, when you have this yearning, I was a young woman at the university. And when I started the university as a Hawaiian, there were only 4.4% Native Hawaiians that were matriculating to the UH Manoa. I had gotten very involved with ethnic studies. We were doing the Buckman Hall sit-in. We were doing some work with CT57, which was a census tract, right down in Palama in the back of HCC that was going through some eviction struggles. I had gotten involved with Maki Baka Katipunan, which was the Filipino movement against Marcus's rule. So I was just opening myself up with a lot of interesting work. When I began to, it's like it's an awakening, where you go from, you know, quiet, complacent, know nothing, and then you just open up and you see the injustices happening. And then I look back with my family and my own personal growing up, and my, I would say, racial criticism or prejudice from one of my teachers at Stevenson. So I always had this yearning, you know, okay, Auntie Frenchie calls it an eha, this pain in here that wanted to take me back home. It wasn't enough to visit. It wasn't enough to know where our roots were, how we were connected to the aina and the family there. I knew I had to go home. I was already working at the community college at HCC as an outreach counselor with the, what we call the talent search program with student services. I just told my mom, my contract going to end in June, and I'm going to move back to Molokai. I had no job. I didn't know what I was doing. And she said, don't embarrass me. I'm not sure why you're going home. But in me, I wanted to just take all that I have learned, this awakening in me, in this woman that was a young woman. I was only less than 25 years old. And I wanted to do a little bit more. So I just, in 1977, I just upped and left Oahu and started hunkering down. I got connected with the Proteka Ho'olawe Ohana, some of the movement work, and much of the activism that was occurring based on the loss of George Helm and Kimo Mitchell. And all of that just triggered this aloha aina and this focus on why I was being called home. We know when the ancestors are calling. We know when there's a sense of this is where you need to be, not la la over there, you need to be here. So in spite of my mom's objection, I proceeded to move back in 1977, and I've been there ever since then.
Colette Machado, representing her home island of Molokai, also the island of Lana'i, on the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board of Trustees, our very special guest this morning around the kitchen table at Nakai Evalu. We're sponsored every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kawaii kawaii, whai olohia, Kahualoa Kokoi kawai puhia E tu aloha e o mai Kaomi kawai vai mapuna Alei ka poli Pahei ka vai lohia E tu aloha e o mai Vai mapuna alei ka poli Pahei ka vai lahina E tu aloha e o mai Vai vela vela ho e hai kaili E inui ka vai akena E tu aloha e o mai Moi ka vai, vai vela vela, o e hai ka ili. E inui ka vai, a kena, e tu aloha e o mai.
If it's Saturday, gotta be Na Kai e Valu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. We have musicians, scholars, government officials, doctors, writers, cultural experts in every Saturday morning to Vala'au. Talk story a little bit, and we play the best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music for you, too. This is not your everyday Any Kind radio program. It's a mix of music and mana'o. That's thoughts or ideas in the Hawaiian community that we hope will give you food for thought every weekend. Today, we're following the growth of an activist, her past, into the future of two beautiful islands, Molokai and Lana'i. Their trustee on the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board, Colette Machado, is our very special guest today on Na Kai e Valu, brought to you every weekend by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Eulu. Eao, e po'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Our future is in the hands of our Opio. As they grow and learn to become leaders in their communities, they help shape the future of our Hawaii. Kamehameha Schools is proud to do its part to help shape our future leaders through its newest program offering, Kamehameha Scholars. Available to non-Kamehameha High School students on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island, the Kamehameha Scholars Program will help students raise their aspirations through year-long offerings that focus on Native identity, college and career guidance, and service learning. The deadline to apply for this exciting new program is Thursday, April 30th. Download an application today at www.ksbe.edu/admissions. That's www.ksbe.edu/admissions. Eulu, Eao, e po'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Deborah Flannery, the Kealakee Kua branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. You might already know that investing is a great way to have your money grow. But did you know that you can also use certain types of investments to help you with other financial needs? Certain investment vehicles can help you with things like decreasing your taxes, passing your money on to your beneficiaries without the need for probate, or even help with educational expenses for your children, or even yourself. Using certain investments are not just for making your money grow for you, but are also helpful in taking care of important financial situations you may have along the way.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakaie Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Light a man over the land sorry. Life below, could he know he's flying over glory? Natural heart makes him sigh to know that he's so free, and he's smiling down at me. Over mountain, naturally, you watch the birds without a word as you
watch the birds without a word.
Such a low have a hose, amazed yourself to ponder. You wait for winds to give an assuring hope. The heavens over your mind, but he's flying naturally again. A mountain naturally. Gone forever.
he's flying naturally again up mountains naturally
Aloha kakou. A little bit after 9. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday with Nakai Evalu, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and Kaho'one Panoke with our special guest today. She's an aquaculture farmer, a longtime activist, and a member of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board. She represents Lana'i and Molokai. Oha Trustee Colette Machado.
Yes. Gosh, Colette, we're learning a lot about you, trustee. Now, I know that in 1977, you got back to the island of Molokai against your mother's wishes, but knowing you, you knew that, I knew that you, yourself, that you wouldn't embarrass her, so you went and bought the store, a neighborhood store. Is that what you did?
I began to do more groundwork, because when you go to a community like that, you cannot assume that you're going to be accepted immediately. You're still treated as an outsider. Many still question who my relationships were, what my connections were. So what I began to do was get involved, actively involved with issues relating on land use, because I have had those years of service to the State Land Use Commission. And that really started my activist role with opposing certain developments and on the island and working with the Protect Kaho'olawe Ohana with Barbara Kalipi. She was a hanchet. And also with Dr. Emmett Aloli when he was much younger. And the likes of Billy Kalipi, who will be saying farewell to. He passed away and his services is this Saturday. Billy had a major role with some of the major access issues that paved the way for what we call PASH rights now. So when I went home, I had to really not take things for granted. I had to be ha'aha'a. I had to have humility in my heart. Because I had not been home since I was a child, so I had to do this what I consider involvement or indoctrination to the community. So you start with being willing to do whatever needs to be done to do the work. So in 1977, I became that kind of individual. I was like, you know, one that could do research. I could do all kinds of things. So I was very involved in that level. Then I had a job. I became the coordinator for the employment and training program for Aluliki. When that ended, I moved to Kamehameha Schools. I became the site director as an alternative center out in Keawanui. I did that for 6.5 years. After that, I had the opportunity to purchase the neighborhood store with a long-term lease. And then we had to coordinate because we had a lunch wagon that took food down to Kanakakai because we were so far isolated. And we also did the meals for the Kupuna program. So that was extra opportunity. So we had to really do a couple of shifts to keep the business going and the employment going. Till today, I have no regrets. The neighborhood store represented the small community that we would buy fish from. We would be able to serve with our luau stew, or even with a beef stew, ele ele. We would be able to get sweet potato and do all those things that we have been accustomed to as subsistence gatherers that was prevalent there. Or eel with, not only with inamona, but you would get it with your limukohu from Omomi. So it was all these specialty things that we would be able to provide as specials. A wonderful opportunity for the people to come and talk story. As that was occurring, across the street on the Makai site is a 32-acre parcel that was slated for some development, and it was zoned Hotel Six Stories. And I want to tell you about that story because that property was conveyed to the nonprofit that I formed back in 1981. And I've been sitting on that property since then.
Hold that thought. We'll pick up right there when we come back. You're listening to A Great Saturday Morning Around the Kitchen Table with Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Stretched out far on the open land, a house is dried up and dreary, but she doesn't mind, 'cause it's her home. She's my Molokai woman. She's my Molokai woman. She's my Molokai woman. Every day she works across the sea, bound for Lahaina town. At the end of the day, she returns to Molokai, to Molokai. And she comes home to her castle, never complain about the day. After working hard, she works at home. She's my Molokai woman. She's my Molokai woman, yeah, yeah. Think about her every night and day. Can live without her, can live without her. Inviting everyone all around, from Kanakakai to Halavasai, everybody from every town. I wanna tell everybody about this pretty lady, what she always really loved to do. She hug and kiss and love almost anyone. She might even be loving you.
There you go. Nakai Evalu, a fresh breeze to start your weekend. Viki Hotakamine, Kaho'oni Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today, Molokai girl Colette Machado, representing her home island and Lanai on the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board.
So, Trustee, in 1981, you had this 6 acres of hotel land?
32 acres.
Oh, 32 acres. Tell us about that.
The property I'm describing is located at Puko'o on the Makai side. It's referred to as the Puko'o Lagoon. It has 8 acres of waterfront that's used to be an old pond that was dredged way back in the 70s and created 3 clover leaves that was intended to be a resort development that was zoned 6 stories. This small family trust purchased it for $6 million back in 81. And through our activism on the island, I wrote threatening letters to them about if they were going to develop. They better not. The community was not going to support any kind of tourist-related structures. And over the years, we had then developed a friendship, and then they conveyed 85%, which is 28 acres, to the nonprofit that I actually have been having oversight for, which is the name was given to me by Judy Napoleon, titled Ke Kua Aina Hanauna Ho, which is the next generation of those that come from the backbone of the land, which is the Kua Aina. I was able to build a certified kitchen and an office place, office for me, and I lived there on the property. The Manaʻi Canoe Club has an area that they do youth projects and other activities that they've been involved with over all these decades.
Wow, isn't that exciting?
What else is going on Molokaʻi that you're excited about?
Well, I have to be very honest. About 5.5-6 years ago, I was involved with supporting the Molokaʻi Properties Limited with looking at how to best to look at the lands that they have and try to do a community process that would involve some direction so that the ranch would continue to remain, but yet work with the community in making certain efforts that would be sustainable and economically viable to support the employment opportunities that they had. And I stood firmly in support of the ranch that would bring about these, they call them these luxury homes on the La'au for 200 luxury homes that they would sell to generate revenue to redevelop the hotel and the golf course, so that would have some cash flow that would help with providing for tourism and the workforce that was there. Of course, that was an issue that was divided by those that did not want to have any development. And in the write-up, they described the directed homeowners to be pentamillionaires, which is a new word for all of us, which was $5 million that they were targeting these people to come. The community that was opposed to that type of development looked at it as a means of people taking over. So that was one struggle. There was also years of lack of trust with the ranch. They could never believe the ranch, and now they're being led by and what we call someone from New Zealand, and that they were based in Singapore. So that company had a long history of misrepresenting the community, so that triggered a lot of anxiety. So I stood on the other end to support some sustainability and to protect some of the critical cultural land. So, I'm clean about stuff like that. We had our differences. I stood on one side and my friends were on the other side. But we're learning not to adjust with one another. I think that's incredible about the kind of compassion we feel for our home island.
A closer look at more of the exciting opportunities you see ahead for Molokaʻi and the island of Lanai coming up. Our special guest today, Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Colette Machado. On Nakai Evalu. It's brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh. balcony. Oh,
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine, here for you 8 to 10 every Saturday. And today we've been finding out about communities hard at work on Molokai and coming up on Lanai with our special guest, Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Colette Machado. What are some projects on Molokai, Trustee, that really give you hope for the future?
One of the first project we completed was the restoration of Kalani Anoli Hall in Kalamaula. Another effort is I'm hoping that we will still be able to work with the ranch to bring about some tourism activities, whether it's opening the lodge, getting the movie theaters open, some activity, the golf cars. There needs to be some type of economic engine that would provide for visitor industry. As we grow into a Hawaiian island community, people are looking to come to the true Hawaiian island to see more of the people, the culture. We have always been suspect of what tourism would bring, but if you are in control of how you want to do it small scale, do these cultural activities, I think it can be well done. So I will still support some kind of development that could bring employment, that would allow our young to stay on Molokai and would allow for visitors to come, even if there's difficult times that we're facing. But we need to be looking for that. Outside of that, it's actually agriculture. The largest what we call employer now is the corn seed company, and there's still controversial over that about GMO use and those practices within the fields, but we're still looking at some kind of agricultural activity that could generate our young people to remain, as well as trying to be, you know, whether it's a breadbasket or whether it's trying to feed our own community with these activities. We're still the leader in sweet potato, grown by the Moku'au family. So those things continue to be very positive to our island.
Let's look at what's ahead for the island of Lanai, coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Eulu, Eao, Epo'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Our future is in the hands of our opio. As they grow and learn to become leaders in their communities, they help shape the future of our Hawaii. Kamehameha Schools is proud to do its part to help shape our future leaders through its newest program offering, Kamehameha Scholars. Available to non-Kamehameha high school students on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island, the Kamehameha Scholars program will help students raise their aspirations through year-long offerings that focus on Native identity, college and career guidance, and service learning. The deadline to apply for this exciting new program is Thursday, April 30th. Download an application today at www.ksbe.edu/admissions. That's www.ksbe.edu/admissions. Eulu, Eao, Epo'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ooh,
Aloha kākou. Just about the end of our program today, but we still have to find out what's going on Lanai with our special guest today, Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Colette Machado.
And I have a very good friend. He's my hula brother that moved to the island of Lanai to work at the Lanai Cultural Center, Kepa Mali. So I want to say aloha to him and his beautiful wife, Keonauna. They do such wonderful work there. He's such a good collector of oral histories. So he's worked with Kupunan Fishing. He's done a wonderful report on Mauna Kea, but he's there at that on Lanai. So what's happening there on your island of Lanai too?
Well, if you know Kepa's history, he was actually allied by the Richardson family. He calls Tutumama his kupuna. And whenever he speaks of her and the kind of learning he took place as a young boy, he always credits that that's what's built his love for the culture and his work that he does. Kepa and Onauna actually began the groundwork that was put aside for over 20 years on the restoration and the repository of Heritage Center, not centered around just Paniola work, but the real history of the original Hawaiians that came to Lanai and how they came from different parts of the state and ended up there. There's a book that was written by Towell that has the genealogy of the original families, and they took extensive work to prepare that. And he stands on this simple premise that the Hawaiians were there well before the Paniolas came in. The plantation history is less than 60 years, but there's so much richness there. He's integrated a lot of his community involvement with the children at the high school. He's taking them out to do site visitations. Almost every area, every summer, they're doing activities. And this builds the history into the people. And we need to actually acknowledge that on Lanai, they claim there's only 200 Hawaiians or Native Hawaiians. So the numbers are such where they've what we call a cultural blending of non-Hawaiians that support Hawaiian issues. Through his work and the vice principal at Lanai High School, Mata Evans, they've done quite a wonderful job to bring together the students of Napu Noia and in general the families to take more pride in the visitation. Kenneth Emery was initially one of the major, did most of the groundwork when he was much younger. They documented some of the koas, some of the fishing shrines, not only in Keamoku, but also on the other side. I can't remember the name now, but that's what he's been able to bring about, is to be that repository. OHA supported the Cultural Heritage Center with a grant of $750,000, and it was to begin a repository or to lend support to the work of this small community that would spearhead the bringing about of some of the wonderful educational efforts that Kepa is doing.
You know, I have to share with you, Trustee, that last year when we did the Ku'ikapono meetings for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, one of our stops was Lanai, and the people there were so wonderful. I mean, they came out and participated, and if you talk about 200 Hawaiians being on that island, there must have been at least 150 of them at the meeting, because the turnout was fabulous. So I think OHA is doing a great job on the island of Lanai.
And it's just been wonderful for the island to see this emerging.
Stories from the community perspective from Lanai and Molokai, from our very special guest today, Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Colette Machado. Nakai Evalo is where you are, hopefully every Saturday morning. We're brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sometimes it seems like the world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the lines between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Do lovers really fall in love? Stand beside each other, come what may. Is a promise something people really kept, not just something they would say? Do families really bow their heads to pray? Do daddies really never go away? Oh, 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 Grandpa, tell me about the good old. But I just don't know. Grandpa, let's wander back into the past. Then paint me a picture of long ago. Do lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. To promise something people really kept, not just something they would say, and then forget. Do families really bow their heads to pray? Do daddies really never go away? Oh, 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 Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
If it's Saturday, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu, coming to you from 8 to 10, kicking off your weekend Hawaiian style. Kaho'one Panoke Noe Tanigawa, our special guest Colette Machado, trustee for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and it's now time for our Olelo no Eau from Vicky Holt Takamine.
Well, the Olelo no Eau are these wise sayings and proverbs from our kupuna, handed down from generation to generation. And today's Olelo no Eau is brought to you by Mobi PCS. And what better Olelo no Eau but Molokai Nui a Hina, great Molokai of Hina. And I think that when we look at how wonderful Molokai is, I mean, it's really well protected. It's got all the rich stories and legends and history of that particular island of Molokai. It's such a wonderful island for us to go back to, the friendly island of Molokai, Nui a Hina.
I just wanted to add that in Halawa they did radiocarbon dating that goes back to almost 450 AD. Prior to that, it was historically up to 700. So in addition to having a rich history, we're actually one of the first landings of our people coming from the Marquesas or through the vast Pacific and landing in Jalapa Valley, because it was a very wet valley.
It was also documented as being one of the wealthiest valleys, I mean, because of its richness in the water, the resources, the lo'i terraces that were there, just the fishing, a lot of rich, a lot of wealth and was found.
I know that as a young boy, we used to go to Mo'omomi to fish with my dad, and I was always amazed at the number of fish. And that's where, in fact, was my dad that taught me there about the when you go fishing, you just fish for what you need. And nothing more, nothing less, but just what you need. And I've always remembered that lesson from Mo'omomi and Molokai.
And Molokai has is the home of some of the most very powerful kahuna.
Yes.
And all of the stories that talk about the kahuna getting up on there and the power of their pule, as they sent it out to protect their island, just the power of prayer. And of course, don't forget our Kalau Papa.
Oh, yes, Kalau Papa, yes.
Aloha to Makia Malo and all of our ohana.
Moloka'i nui ahina. Our olelo no eau for the day, Nā Kai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I'd rather be. I like the people, I like the way they smile, I like the feeling of you on this paradise isle. I like the cool island gecko, man, this is where I wanna be. Sun come up shining, always more better the kind. I like the hula, I think it's really good. Come on, I don't understand the words, but in time I think I could if I just had the time. Oh, if I just had the time. I said, oh, won't you come along? We'll have a luau by the sea. A little pig and all the coconuts are free.
And what you see is what you get. It's just a little grass shack. I know you're gonna like it, and I hope you come back.
I like the fishes swimming around in the sea. I like to hop them on the grill and I cook them up for me with a big pan of butter. Man, it can't get better than this. No, no, no. I like the chickens, you hop them on the grill. Man, it hurts to eat some raw fish and eat up all the spills. Oh well, oh yeah, it's just a luau down by the sea.
So take me back,
back to the kind.
Take me back,
back to the kind.
All over Moped and Molokai, I will return.
Take me back
to the kind,
all over Monday
and Molokai.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Aloha na ahau o na ali'i, na ali'i mai na kuuna mai. E pa'ai na o lelo kaula na ua hele a moi ke ala. Ua lole atu na hohmana o ana, no na ali'i kaula na. Ua paa ua lalako, ako ino na mua. Ua paa ua lalako, ako ino na mua. Ele I ka vehi haa heo o Hawaii, ka vehi hoi o na ali'i I hala. Apa akamana o me kalo ka hi ua mawe o ka aina I ka pono. E ale I o ka lahi ua ka ulana, I ahi ka nanana o ka pāpipika. E le I ka vei haa he o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole. E le I ka vei haa he o Hawaii, la hulu mamuri ke ole.
Nakai Evalu, about the end of our program now, Kahoone. It's been such a great morning, hasn't it?
Yes, aloha to all of you who've been listening, and hope you had an exciting time like I did with Trustee Colette Machado of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
And to all my family on the island of Molokai, aloha to all of you at the East End, you know, Uncle Damien, Auntie Marie, Uncle Milton, Auntie Linda, all the ohana, Auntie Didi.
And don't forget, if you're having fundraisers and you need some MCs, Vicky and I are available.
Oh, really?
Any excuse.
Thank you
to
so
step.
Much, oh, Colette, for joining us and sharing your history.
Yes.
It's wonderful and an inspiration for young people, because sometimes we don't fit in.
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Nakai Evalu launches your weekend every Saturday, 8 to 10 in the morning. We're here for you. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'une Panoke. If you've got any questions or suggestions, please contact us via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, executive producer, Cedric Duarte, and producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools. It's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Thank you so much for being with us today, Trustee Machado. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha kako.
Ahui ho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Eulu, Eao, e po'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Our future is in the hands of our Opio. As they grow and learn to become leaders in their communities, they help shape the future of our Hawaii. Kamehameha Schools is proud to do its part to help shape our future leaders through its newest program offering, Kamehameha Scholars. Available to non-Kamehameha high school students on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island, the Kamehameha Scholars program will help students raise their aspirations through year-long offerings that focus on Native identity, college and career guidance, and service learning. The deadline to apply for this exciting new program is Thursday, April 30th. Download an application today at www.ksbe.edu/admissions. That's www.ksbe.edu/admissions. Eulu, Eao, Epo'okela. Grow, learn, and succeed. Kamehameha School's policy on admissions is to give preference to applicants of Hawaiian ancestry to the extent permitted by law.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Deborah Flannery, the Kealakee Kua branch manager of Bank of Hawaii. You might already know that investing is a great way to have your money grow. But did you know that you can also use certain types of investments to help you with other financial needs? Certain investment vehicles can help you with things like decreasing your taxes, passing your money on to your beneficiaries without the need for probate, or even help with educational expenses for your children, or even yourself. Using certain investments are not just for making your money grow for you, but are also helpful in taking care of important financial situations you may have along the way.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.